Amazon staff wellness chambers backfire. Hi, this is the Mark and Pete live show. I'm Clergyman Pete, and with me, as usual, is Businessman Mark. So what have you got for us this week, Mark?
Well, Clergyman Pete, I know that many people who have employers who look after their staff, and they've got many schemes, but this particular story about Amazon seems to be something that's gone awry. They have created the idea of a wellness chamber inside of their Amazon warehouses to try and relieve the stress of their workforce. Now, what's peculiar about this is that they've actually labelled it as a mindful practice room, but it looks to me like a public portaloo, no bigger than really, I guess, a small closet, you might say. Apparently, it's equipped with a potted plant, a little video where you can relax and try and sort of relieve the stress. Surely, this is going to add more stress to the staff.
Well, you can see the idea. You can see our staff are complaining, they're whinging. There's this idea about wellness. You know, companies do this, don't they? They have wellness programs to try and show and try to care for their staff, because they, you know, you don't want any problems with mental health among your staff. You want them to be productive and happy, so that they're productive. But these wellness chambers or little pods. Well, they're pods that close up, aren't they? A bit like a, they're more like a portaloo than anything, really, aren't they? They're quite small. There's only enough room for apparently a chair inside, with a little tiny computer table with a computer on it, and a shelf with some potted plants on it. And I believe higher up, it's sort of painted blue with some pretty clouds on it, a bit like the Toy Story set. So this to me seems like almost like a smack in the face. It seems like Amazon is mocking its staff for being weak and having mental health problems or being stressed by the working conditions by putting something that seems to be rather childish.
I believe that somebody on the executive board is a potted plant, whoever came up with this.
That would be a reasonable explanation.
I'll explain why. As we all know, put it into context, is that Amazon have been criticized for perhaps not treating their staff fairly. Now, that's not just on the basis of their working conditions, but many other things, such as salaries and general things. But mostly, they seem to have been criticized for the tech giant as what have been labeled a crying booth or a dystopian work practice. It's not surprising, because many people have felt that Amazon perhaps has got a little bit too big for their boots, not really treated their staff very well. But I don't think that this idea is really going to help. We all like the idea of employers coming up with good ideas for their staff, but I wonder how many of their staff were consulted here. Would you like to be cooped up in a little box to try and relieve your stress? Now, here's the other thing as well, because Amazon, being a global empire now, delivering many, many boxes, dare I say, around the world, seem to be not treating their staff, not just in America very badly, but all around the world. Now, I would say that if you are thinking about doing a program, employers around the world, always consult your staff, because they will come up with some very good ideas. There may be the idea of extra flexi time or something like that, or giving them an extra day where they could take.
Or maybe thinking about the idea of greenery being very peaceful. Have a garden outside the factory.
A garden is always a good one.
Why not? Why not do that instead of just a little box?
I do think that here's one thought around this, because many, many people have been working from home quite a long time. Now, of course, obviously with Amazon, you still have to go to a physical warehouse. But anyone who's actually worked in a warehouse, and I believe, Clergyman Pete, you've had some experience in your earlier days.
I have.
I know it was about 200 years ago, but, but nevertheless, you know that when you're cooped up in some kind of box-like environment, it can be very claustrophobic. So the very thought of going in another little box within a box is not great. So here's just my thought, and of course I give it in the traditional way in a little poem. And it is boxed in, the Amazon effect. In life, we are boxed into specific professions and packaged to serve those who pay our wage, then labeled to give customers good impressions. until we unravel and fall apart with age. Yes, I think that anyone coming up with the idea of being stuck in a box is going to age you rather rapidly.
Yes, I mean, it does. It seems like Amazon has got boxes on the brain. They deliver everything in boxes, so they thought they could deliver wellness in boxes as well. It just seems to be ridiculous. It's obviously a gimmick, but I can see, as it looks a bit like a portaloo. Some people seeing the potted plants there.
Might use it as a portaloo.
Perhaps, no, let's be honest, perhaps that is the best use for it, if we're honest.
Yes, I think
but
so.
But yes, it's this is a strange attempt by Amazon to cope with the dissatisfaction of its employees and the stress in such a way as to, yeah, increase their stress, maybe, but certainly increase the perception that they really don't care very much at all about their stuff. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whoever's listening to the show, what do you think about what's going on? Please leave a comment below. Please like, subscribe, and all that sort of stuff. But from Mark and B for this week, it's bye for now.